Okay, now I'm pissed off. There are all kinds of pinheads in this world, and you know what? I don't care. There's nothing wrong with being a pea brain if the burden of clear thought is just too much for you. Besides, there's no way to tell how stupid you're going to be until you get older, so we can't execute you at birth. But that's okay. There are twinks in the world. It's just a sad fact of life. Hey, no problem. You try to limit your vocabulary to words with less than 2 syllables, and I promise not to confuse you with intelligent ideas. We'll all be happy. But if you're going to insist on rubbing my face in your stupidity, then don't even think I'm going to have mercy on you, okay? Just forget it. If you are a leper, fine. If you are a leper in a bikini, then I tell you to put some fucking clothes on. If you were born without a tongue, no problem. If you were born without a tongue and were trying to recite old Abbott and Costello routines, then I'd try my best to hit you with something hard enough to make you shut the hell up. So if you're stupid, then good for you. But if you have multimeal for brains and you're going to try to slap me under something you try to call logic, then your ass is mine. What am I bitching about here? Well, I'll tell you. I'm reading the mailing list and there's a post about dragons and myth and whatnot, and it's fine. You know, everything is just peachy. The sun is shining, the flowers are blooming. It's like the scene in Sleeping Beauty with the forest and all the cute little animals and that singing bitch. Then someone pops up and says, "Excuse me, dragons aren't just a myth. I'm a dragon." Okay, so you've got dragon spirit beliefs. That's cool.
Why no? I'm a real dragon.
Okay, still no problems. So why do you look like the Michelin Man with monkey hair?
Because you close-minded, primitive humans are just not equipped to see me for my true form.
Okay, now you stepped in it. If you're determined to believe that you're a gigantic fire-breathing lizard who happens to look like a human to everyone but yourself, then fine. But if you're gonna look down your nose at me like I just served you Mr. Limpet's hemorrhoids instead of caviar, then you can fucking eat me, okay?
You're not equipped to see me.
You're not equipped to see you for your true form. So what you're saying is that light bouncing from your dragon body enters my eyes and once processed by my beliefs is perceived as an unwashed human form, right? Okay, Puff, what about the x-ray machines at the hospital, huh? What's their problem? Do they believe you're human too? Or are we actually looking at dragon x-rays and just seeing a fat ass with a half-inch thick layer of funk on him? What about all the houses and buildings? Do they think you're human too? Is that how they keep from being crushed under your tremendous weight? I imagine it must be an awful bother that any bullets fired at you can't see your true dragon form and bounce off your scales instead of splattering your face all over your trailer. If only the cars weren't so close-minded they'd crush like toys when they hit you instead of turning you into beer gut road pizza. And how lucky for the paramedics who come to scrape your ass off the blacktop. If they knew you were a dragon, they'd have to bring a dump truck in to haul your pork rind smelling ass away. Am I missing anything here? You're an honest-to-God, real-life dragon, and I'm just a pitiful little stupid human, and yet I can walk up and slap the living silly shit out of you, and all you can do is whine about it, right? Am I getting all this? Where does nature scrape up the genes to make you people with? Is she growing people from the slime in the bottom of a can of Vienna sausages now or something? It's no wonder the press is having so much fun with furs right now with you idiots walking around. And then you're gonna lay this crap on me about,
fine, then prove I'm not a dragon.
Hey, you're the one saying you're a dragon. You need to do the proving. But I'll give it a shot, okay? Let's see, A, you're some 2,000 odd years old and you still don't know where to put a period. How's that for starters? You fully admit that you appear to be human to every life form known to man and that every force in the universe reacts to you as though you were human. What does that mean? It means you're human, shit brain! What does it mean that you can still look in the mirror and see a dragon form? It means you haven't been taking your pills! Go back to the shrink and get a refill before you hurt yourself trying to swallow a whole cow or something! Listen to me, okay? You know that line where you've crossed over and gone too far into fantasy? That was in Ohio, okay? You guys are in fucking Red China! Get a grip, alright? Fantasy is fun, but you guys have gone way overboard! Picture a guy walking into the customer service department at Kmart and screaming, "Blow me now, bitch!" That's how overboard you are, okay? You're out there with L. Ron Hubbard or something. You're probably gonna have to grow up a little before you can understand what I'm about to say, but the rest of us need you as humans. I know, you look around and you see what humans are doing to the planet and each other and you're absolutely horrified to think you're one of them. It's not crazy to be ashamed of a human, but most humans don't care what they're doing. The last thing we need are the few who do care to run off to Never Never Land so they don't have to deal with it. Stop being a coward, okay? Instead of running away, have some balls and stay and fight to make things better. Maybe one day humans could be a decent enough species that you'd be proud to be one of them. This is Two, your ranting griffin with a very human player, and that's all I have to say about that.